Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I just want to pause and take a moment to tell you thank you. Thank you so very much for being here, for continuing to show up with me every week. We are halfway through season two, and y'all are still rocking with me. Y'all are still showing up and listening, and I am going to try to find a way for us to engage a little bit more so that I can get your feedback, get your ideas, and possibly get some of you on the podcast with me. Something to think about. But I really just wanted to take the time to say thank you so very much. This is really a labor of love and a way for me to be able to express this passion that I have that is not just of me, but it comes through me from something that is bigger than me to you. So thank you so much for showing up. Thank you so much for being here today and listening. So today's episode, because we're going into Valentine's Day month, the month of love, right? We'll call it the month of love. This month always is stemmed around relationships and cuffing, and it's just a lot of pressure. And I would like to invite you to spend this month focusing on you. In this month of love, let's find out how you can love on yourself instead of worrying about a relationship and if you're going to get a gift, and not just focusing necessarily on one day, but let's make it the whole month, because I'm the type of person, I like to acknowledge, especially my birthday, but I like to acknowledge that every single day. Well, let me rewind that. So when it used to be a partying thing, I found a way to do it every weekend. Like, I made an event of it. But when it came to not just partying, but celebrating me, then I made it a month-long thing. And now I just choose to celebrate myself every day, all day, because life is hard, adulting is hard, and every day that I get to wake up and do it again is a day to celebrate. But I digress. This episode, I want to talk about self-love, because this is going to be the beginning of a self-love series. So I have some guests that are going to be on this month that are going to bring different elements of self-love. So we have money, we have holistic ways of healing, and I think it's important for you to have these different elements so that you can understand how intricate this thing self-love is. It's not just from a place of, oh, I love myself, and I can look at myself in the mirror and say, I love you, which some people struggle to do that. But the love that you have for yourself flows into so many other areas of your life. And so I just wanted to kind of take this month and make this series so that you can kind of see how that plays into your life. Maybe these are some people that you want to reach out to start getting some support, to see shifts in the way that you love yourself. But today I'm just going to kind of talk about, what is self-love and how can we get it? What is self-love and how we can get it? And then at the end, I'm going to give you some questions to simmer on, to think about, and do what you want to do with it, but definitely ponder, right? So understand, like I was saying, self-love influences everything around you. It enhances and decreases the experiences that you have in your life. For instance, I'm going to talk about food because I'm a little bit hungry right now. So imagine how much the experience could be altered when you have that self-love to buy something that you enjoy. Sometimes we eat stuff because, say, we're on a diet, we're trying to change things. And so we're eating things that aren't necessarily enjoyable or pleasurable, but we're doing it because we're trying to get this particular outcome. Imagine if you decided to do a lifestyle change, but still incorporate the things that you love, things that give you an orgasm in your mouth and make you just feel so juicy inside. That's giving yourself self-love. Even deciding not to do a diet and deciding to do a lifestyle change that is something that can be sustained, not as soon as you're done with that diet, you go back to your bad habits and go back to the same things that you were doing before. But it's a labor of self-love to decide that you want to do a lifestyle change that's going to last longer. It's a labor of self-love to decide there are certain people in my life that I can't interact with, or I have to level up from because I'm going in a different direction and they don't make me feel good about myself. It's a labor of love to let go of some family members. So the jobs that you choose, the interactions that you have with people, self-love definitely plays a lot into the experiences that you have in your life. And a lot of times as Black women, we've been taught from those before us that we don't have time to pay attention to ourselves. Like, we don't have time to build that relationships with ourselves so that all these other areas of our lives, we can be more intentional and we can make decisions from the love of ourselves, not like the lack of love from someone else. And so now I'm going to give you just a few ways to tap into self, get to know self, reconnect, and find that self-love for yourself. So solo date nights. I used to be one of those people that thought it was crazy to be out to dinner by yourself. Like, I would go out and see people eating by themselves and I'd be like, oh, they're out eating by themselves. But then I did it one time and it definitely changed the game for me. So I would invite you to do some solo dates. Go to dinner, you can go to a movie, but I want you to go to dinner. And don't rush. You know, sometimes when you're out to dinner with someone and they're like finishing their food and you feel like you got to rush or get a to-go box, or you can't finish your margarita because they're ready to go. When you go out on this date with yourself, take your time. Sip your drink, eat your food, taste the flavors. Think about your day. Think about your life. Just like really be present with what is going on in that moment. Maybe you go to the botanical gardens. Maybe you take yourself on a date on a nature walk, which is like a 2-for-1 because you're out in nature, you're getting exercise, and you're just present. But do a solo date and don't rush it. Don't put a time limit on it. And see how that feels and how you can connect with yourself. A tech detox. Now, y'all know what that means. That means let go of the social media, the TV, the computers, the phones, the tablets, the iPads, whatever technical device that you have. Maybe just for a day, step away from it and see how that makes you feel. See what you're thinking. See what's going on inside of you without all of the distractions. I'm currently on a social media detox, not necessarily a tech detox, but a social media detox. And I'm going to have to do an episode. It has done wonders for my self-confidence and for my self-love. So I'll definitely bring that to you so you can get an idea of what that feels like and how it's really helpful. Meditate. Now, I don't meditate on a regular, but when I do meditate, it brings a sense of peace from the inside out. It's one of those things where you have to do it to really, and do it consistently to get to understand what it feels like. A lot of people think that meditation is meant for you to sit and be still and be quiet. Your thoughts are supposed to stop. Like, you're supposed to just be an empty vessel. And that's not what it is. Meditation is really a way for you to acknowledge your thoughts. We have thousands of thoughts that run through our heads throughout the day. And by slowing down and meditating, you actually acknowledge that that thought is there, and then you allow it to go. Instead of reacting or having an emotion from that particular thought, it's there, it's gone. The next one is there, and it's gone. And there's no judgment on yourself. It's just like, oh, my mind is thinking. My mind is thinking. And eventually you'll get to a place to where you can slow down the thoughts. But I'm not going to sit here and say that they completely disappear. Maybe for some they do. But for me, my thoughts, no. And if you fall asleep, it's fine. I know a lot of people are like, when I meditate, I fall asleep. It's okay. That just means that that's what your body needed in that moment. Another thing to consider about meditation, you don't necessarily have to be sitting on the floor cross-legged with your palms out and your arm, you know, your eyes closed. You can do walking meditation. You can do a dancing meditation. You can lay down. You can be creative with how you want to meditate. It can be guided. It can be silent. There's lots of ways to do it. So don't just go off of mainstream meditation and what you see. Make this your own practice so that it's something that, again, can be sustainable and you can stick to. This next one is after my own heart. Y'all, masturbate. Yes, I said it. Masturbate. Play with yourself. That is a very, very important way. See, y'all, I'm getting tongue-tied because it just means that much to me. But it's an important way to connect to yourself, to understand what your body loves, what your body needs, and you deserve that release. You need that release. It helps you sleep. It decreases your stress. It helps with cramps during that time of the month, if that's what you're going through. Masturbate. Love on yourself physically. Love on yourself. Because not only do you benefit from that, but when it comes to interacting with someone else when it's that time, you know how to tell that person where to go, what to do, how to make you feel good. And there's a higher chance that you can be satisfied during that interaction. So even if you're just using it to go to sleep, masturbate, okay? And last but not least, and this is my absolute favorite, is getting acquainted with using no as a full sentence, period. That's it, with a capital N, okay? No is what is going to build your boundaries. No is going to be super, super important in this journey of self-love, because a lot of the reasons why, you know, we struggle with worth and self-esteem and we don't allow ourselves our pleasures, desires, and joys is because we are out here stretching ourselves thin for everybody else. And as long as we do it, they're going to keep asking. We don't respect our time. We don't respect our space. We don't respect anything about ourselves when we're always saying yes. Always saying yes to someone else and showing up for someone else is not a labor of love to yourself. And that's going to show you a lot of who deserves to be in your world, who deserves to be in your energy and in your vibration when you're going through the self-love process, because they're going to respect it when you say no. I tell you, no is my word. No, I can't do that. I can't go there. I don't even know. Like, I can't even explain it, what it does for you. It eliminates so much. And from a lot of clients that I know, they don't respect their no. And that's one of the things that I have them do. No lie. There have been multiple clients where I've assigned them 2 weeks of no, because they're so used to being the yes man, the yes woman, right? So it's, I say yes all the time. I make myself available all the time. And they're people pleasers, which a lot of us either were at some point or still are. There are times where I struggle with my people pleasing personality, but I still utilize that no. I still honor my no, even when it feels bad sometimes. So I give them 2 weeks. No. If it's something you really don't want to do, no. If it's something you have to question if you want to do, the answer is no. And it makes them so uncomfortable. It makes them so, 2 weeks of saying no, it makes them so uncomfortable. And they're worried about hurting people's feelings. And people are going to be upset with me. And I have them do it anyway. And they come back to me in 2 weeks and share how good it felt and how that's something that they want to incorporate in their regular routine, saying no. So by far my favorite one. And this list is definitely not the end all be all. There's so many other ways out here to find love for yourself. I would encourage you and invite you to spend this particular month just focusing on you and loving on yourself, right? And when you're doing that, think about a few questions. So I did a little bit of research and I landed on the Budding Optimist website. And there's 3 questions that I want you to take into consideration, okay? Do I believe I'm worthy of good things like love and happiness? That's a deep one. In what ways do I show love for myself? And the last one is, how often do I spend time and energy taking care of myself versus taking care of others? Those are some serious questions. I'm going to put those questions in the show notes so that you'll have them to look at. Maybe you want to journal on them. Maybe you want to have a conversation on them. I'm not sure. But those are really good questions to get the self-love process started. And actually, this month, I have a self-love bundle that includes a pleasure 101 course, because a lot of the reasons that we're stagnant, we're not motivated, we don't have this love, is because we don't know what we desire. We don't know what it is that pleases us, makes us happy. And so we kind of just go along with whatever someone has told us. And I want Black women to come from a place of pleasure is my right. I deserve pleasure. And every day I want to experience some sort of pleasure. So I have the Pleasure 101 course that will be starting, as well as the Love Thyself Commitment Challenge, which is each day you're going to get a video of something to pertaining to self-love, kind of similar to what we did here. And every day I'm going to challenge you to do something that makes you fall in love with yourself for this month. So if that is something that you're interested in, definitely hit the link in the show notes. I would love to have you. I would love to support you. And let's spend this month focusing on ourselves, not necessarily focusing on what someone can or can't do for us or can provide us in way of chocolates and roses and dinner at a restaurant where you have to spend hours in line because everybody's out to eat, and a teddy bear. So I love you. Love yourself. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.